people to respond publicly to the administration's compact. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A recent crackdown on marijuana possession and sales across Kansas netted more than 340 pounds of marijuana and almost 44,000 THC pre-rolled joints. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation yesterday released the results of their two-day drug enforcement raids. 18 Kansas vape shops and CBD dispensaries were searched October 1st and 2nd, including shops in Topeka, McPherson, Salina, and Wichita. The KBI also seized 35,000 THC vapes, more than 84,000 THC and psilocybin edibles, and more than $35,000 cash. In addition, two Ulysses residents were arrested for moving illegal THC products in order to evade detection. Gregory and Tammy Reese faced multiple charges in connection with the operation. The Kansas Highway Patrol stopped a 20-foot box truck near Fredonia that was transporting THC products removed from the shelves of 19 Kansas shops. The KBI seized the truck. Its investigation is continuing. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says the ongoing government shutdown is putting aviation safety at risk. Moran chairs the subcommittee that oversees aviation. He says efforts to improve outdated traffic control equipment and to train more controllers is being harmed by the shutdown. The shutdown could impact the essential air service program. In addition, airports in Hays, Dodge City, Garden City, Liberal, and Salina receive federal money to subsidize commercial air traffic service for their communities. In college football, KU is in Lubbock. They play Texas Tech at 6:30 tonight. K-State's at home. They host TCU at 2:30 this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies today, then gradually becoming sunny with highs today in the upper 70s, light winds from the southeast. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows around 61 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little warmer with highs in the mid-80s. Also a little windy with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Looking ahead, we have a 40% chance of rain, possibly thunderstorms on Monday. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And the elements affect us all. Theme to the shipping forecast, and you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Tribute to Veterans Gala on Sunday, November 9th. Open to the public, reservations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Argentina's economy is spiraling. We'll hear from economist Monica DeBoll about how the Trump administration plans to rescue it. That story and more coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Then join us later today for Classics by Request on KPR One with Destiny. This afternoon, a picture is worth a thousand words, or 11 pictures are worth thousands of notes. Hear pictures at an exhibition with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock on KPR's Classics by Request. It's the show where you pick the playlist. You can help Destiny start planning next week's playlist by going to kansaspublicradio.org/classics by request.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Mostly cloudy skies today, then becoming sunny with highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the southeast. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. It's 58 in Atchison, 63 in Emporia, 62 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
NPR News.
Musical puppets on All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Caw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at cawvalleyfieldday.com.
Mostly cloudy skies today, gradually becoming sunny with highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the southeast. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs getting up to the mid-80s. Looking ahead to Monday, we have a 40% chance of showers and possibly even a thunderstorm and cooler temperatures back down in the lower 70s. It's 59 degrees in Atchison, 64 in Emporia, 64 in Chanute, 60 degrees here in Lawrence, 63 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Support for NPR Rearfields, who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. From Viking, dedicated to creating travel experiences for the thinking person, with programs designed for cultural enrichment on board and on shore. Learn more at viking.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay with us. Coming up next, we've got NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Caw Valley Field Day, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Live music from Chuck Mead and many more. Details at cawvalleyfieldday.com.
Pretty nice weather today for Field Day. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, then gradually becoming sunny with highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the southeast. Mostly sunny and a little warmer for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Emporia, 67 in Manhattan, 64 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Alzo Slade.
And I'm Peter Sagal. They say you don't know what you've got till it's gone, but the truth is you don't know what you've got until it's gone, and you've spent the last 7 hours at the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. We'll ask why big government may not be so bad after all, plus ukulele virtuoso Taimane tells us how she makes big music with a tiny instrument, and Alzo Slade, filling in for Bill Curtis, gets angry when he realizes we didn't even read his contract rider.
The M&Ms were filled with berry-flavored peanut butter?
We got all kinds of treats hidden in our quiz about this week's news. You can open it right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Trump administration says more than 4,000 federal employees have received layoff notices, and officials say that number is subject to change. NPR's Stephen Fowler has more.
About 4,200 people across seven agencies were slated to receive reduction in force notices Friday, including about 1,500 in the Treasury Department and 1,200 at the Department of Health and Human Services. Earlier in the day, the White House Budget Office called the layoffs, quote, substantial, and President Trump said the cuts would be, quote, a lot. After earlier cuts to the federal workforce made by the DOGE effort and voluntary buyouts, there are about 2 million civilian federal employees. Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Atlanta.
An annual flu shot can reduce the chance of getting very sick this flu season, and now may be a good time to get one. NPR's Ping Huang reports.
Health officials recommend getting the flu vaccine before Halloween so you develop antibodies before flu cases start picking up. Fiona Havers is an infectious diseases doctor, formerly with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Every year, the flu vaccine is effective in decreasing your risk of severe disease, including hospitalization and death. And so people should get their flu vaccine every year.
Last flu season was bad. At least 43 million people got sick, and more than 500,000 got hospitalized, leading to the highest rate in more than a decade. Over the past few months, the new flu vaccine cut doctor's visits and hospitalizations in the Southern Hemisphere by around 50%, according to estimates in a CDC weekly report. Flu season south of the equator typically runs from April to September and is often a harbinger for the Northern Hemisphere.
No longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, then gradually becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 70s, light winds from the southeast. It's 67 in Emporia, 65 here in Lawrence, 65 in Topeka.
The following program was taped in front of an odd...
The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting bipartisan policy center experts Michael Kelly and Andy Winkler for Affordable Housing in America on October 21st at 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Mostly cloudy skies today, gradually becoming sunny as the day goes on. Our high expected in the upper 70s. Light winds from the southeast. Mostly sunny for tomorrow and a little warmer with highs in the mid-80s. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for Monday. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for our Hawaii show comes
from the Lead Center. Welcome folk storyteller Ellis Paul, Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy, becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the southeast. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny and a little bit warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. Looking ahead to Monday, we've got a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and much cooler temperatures with highs in the lower 70s. It's 68 in Lawrence, 69 in Emporia, 71 in
NPR
Manhattan.
NPR comes from NPR stations and Made in Cookware.
From Lauren White, our CFO and absolute road dog, is Colin Miller. Our production manager is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillock. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the next controversial song by Taylor Swift? Joyelle Nicole Johnson.
Come clip my cat's toes with me.
Peter Gross.
A song destined to anger Chiefs fans called Tush Push, Fly Eagles Fly. I want to Jalen till it hurts.
And Paula Poundstone.
Well, it's either going to be tight-fitting receptacle change purse or tiny box.
Well, if any of that happens, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Alzo Slade. Thanks also to Peter Gross, Joyelle Nicole Johnson, and Paula Poundstone. A very special thanks to Valerie Yee and the entire staff at Hawaii Public Radio and our fabulous audience here in beautiful Honolulu. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting bipartisan policy center experts Michael Kelly and Andy Winkler for Affordable Housing in America on October 21st at 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. The time is 11 o'clock.
Of course, I was talking to all the right
Horton. By bundling home and auto today. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And by BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere at betterhelp.com/public.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday, offering parking validation, exhibition, and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. And from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at 7 venues Friday and Saturday, October 18th. Tickets at granada.com. Mostly cloudy skies today, gradually becoming sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Under cloudy skies, it's 70 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour continues.
The Moth is supported by AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is committed to transforming the lives of people living with a variety of amyloidosis diseases. To learn more about ATTR amyloidosis, visit attrroadmap.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s, Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org. Mostly cloudy skies, gradually becoming sunny, highs in the upper 70s today. It's 73 in Lawrence.
This is the Moth Radio Hour from PRX. I'm Suzanne Rust. Some people are so steadfast in
the casino. The rest of the Moth's leadership team includes Sarah Haberman, Sarah Austin Jeunesse, Jennifer Hickson, Kate Tellers, Jennifer Birmingham, Marina Kluche, Brandon Grant, Inga Gladowski, Sarah Jane Johnson, and Aldi Kaza. Our pitch came from Tom Spector of Oklahoma City. Most stories are true, as remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from Medeski, Martin, and Wood, Eddie Palmieri, Anat Cohen, The Ohio Players, and Mark Orton. We receive funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and everything else, go to our website, themoth.org.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live this week, where we'll be celebrating 50 years of KJHK student-run radio at the University of Kansas, showcasing artists from their upcoming celebration and previewing all the events, as well as new releases from Topeka, Newton, and Baldwin City. That's all on 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, what happens when people create alternative versions of themselves and release them into the wild? AI meets humans. That's coming up on This American Life here on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and the Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate Healthcare in the U.S. Constitution with Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohn on October 15th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Mostly cloudy skies still, then becoming gradually sunny this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear overnight tonight. Lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow. Highs in the mid 80s. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Manhattan, 70 in Topeka. This is KPR.
I had a weird experience this week. I was asked to be a guest on the podcast, Pablo.